This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Eating out at restaurants and bars got more expensive in March, according to the Consumer Price Index. Meanwhile, groceries, as in eating at home, actually got a little cheaper. And yet, Americans are still eating out a lot. Spending at restaurants and bars was up 13% in March compared to a year ago. That's according to the Census Bureau. Marketplace's Henry Epp has more.
Call it revenge dining.
There's a real pent-up demand to get back out into the world again and eat out.
James Cook is director of retail research at commercial real estate company JLL, which just put out a report on the restaurant industry and is a marketplace underwriter. He says demand is especially high for takeout and fast food, but reservations for sit-down dining are growing too, mostly in the Sunbelt states.
Like Florida, Texas, Arizona.
But getting enough staff to meet that demand is still a challenge, says Emily Williams Knight, president of the Texas Restaurant Association.
There may be an hour wait and guests see open tables, and that's very much around the labor shortage that we're still trying to work our way through nationally.
Rising labor costs are one reason inflation has hit the restaurant sector and why it might take longer for those prices to fall, says Omer Sharif, president of Inflation Insights.
And those same tailwinds don't necessarily exist right now when you look at restaurant inflation.
On the flip side, higher wages overall are one reason Americans might feel a bit more comfortable splurging at restaurants. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.